So let's start with things that are similar. Let's look at the middle. First of all, were you a little surprised at how different these guys were?
Yes.
Not all comets are the same, are they? Okay, we got some similarities.
They're both comets.
Both comets.
Well, they both have craters, heads and tails.
Okay, both have craters. And the craters you can see. Can't really see the head and the tail in these pictures.
I know, but...
But that is a similarity.
But as soon as they get into the inner solar system, they end up with the tail.
That's true. But you can't see it when you're this close up, though, can you?
They're the same size.
Okay, they are similar in size, aren't they? Very good. What else? Similarities?
They're both rocky.
Both rocky. Excellent. Excellent. What else?
They're both made of dust.
Both made of dust. Can you see that in the picture?
Well, no, but yes.
What do you see?
You see dust and rock.
What makes you think that it's dust and rock? Tell me what you see that makes you think that.
Because it's got all these holes and stuff in it.
Okay, so it's solid material. What color would you say? I know these aren't color pictures.
Brown.
Okay, good. Any more similarities?
They both have a rocky surface.
Excellent.
They both are nuclei.
Both are nuclei. Okay, let's flip over to differences.
The images were taken at different distances.
Good.
Temple 1 looks like it has sort of a pizza-like shape with two craters for eyes.
Comet Wild 2 has a face.
Looks like a face. Where do you see it?
The eyes, right, you got to kind of turn it sideways, but it's at the top. And the nose is that little slit. And then the mouth is that big old crater right at the diagonal to the bottom.
Okay, so if you flip the paper so that 10 or 11 o'clock is straight up, you know, it's amazing how humans see faces. Everywhere.
One's like rougher than the other.
Which one's rougher?
This one, Comet Wild 2.
Vilt 2 is rougher, good. What else?
This picture looks blurrier in Comet Wild 2 than in Comet Temple 1.
Excellent, excellent.
Comet Wild 2
has more craters than
Comet Temple 1.
Okay, good. And if Temple 1 has fewer craters, how would you describe it? If it has fewer craters, is it rough or smooth, or how would you?
Rough.
Which one?
Comet Temple 1.
Okay.
What else?
Comet Wild 2 has longer and bigger craters than Comet Temple 1.
Okay.
Comet Temple 1 is bigger than Comet Wild 2.
Okay.
Comet Wild 2 has like oddly shaped deeper craters, and Comet Temple 1 has like round craters with a hill surrounding them.
Excellent. Very detailed observations. Good.
Comet Wild 2 looks kind of like a rock from Earth.
Okay. Something you might find on the ground outside. Vilt 2?
Yeah. The surface layer of the nucleus has been exposed to sunlight.
Oh, good. How can you tell there's sunlight involved?
Because the way it looks on the surface.
What specifically tells you there's light? Sunlight. What do you see that makes you think sunlight?
The color of it.
Color.
It's more lighter than the other one.
And when you go outside on a sunny day and you step between the sun's behind you, what do you see in front of you?
Shadows.
Do you see any shadows?
Yes.
Look carefully. Yes. Look carefully. Which one has shadows more? Vilt 2?
The picture was taken from different angles. Comet Wild 2, it was taken from the top, and then down here you can see it was taken from the bottom because you see the space down here in this picture, and then the space up here in this picture.
So we have different views within the image, different angles. Okay, any more? Last chance to get on the website.
They're taken different years.
Okay, yes, they were taken. Yeah, you did some reading to find that answer. That's good for the language arts, right? So we have differences based on what the images look like, but we can also read the captions and find out information, some contextual information by reading the words that are behind that. Anything else?
Comet Temple 1 looks kind of like a potato.
Good, good, good. So the shape is irregularly shaped like a potato?
They've both evolved over the years, the surface of
it. Oh, excellent. They both change as they go through their orbits, right, because they're interacting with solar material. Good.
Comet Wild 2 looked like it had more craters.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Comet Wild 2 kind of like points out, and then Comet Temple 1's more circular.
Excellent. Very good. You all did a fantastic job with this.